What is the function of Matanos Davyorim, the mitzvah to give gifts to the poor? The Jews, after defeating their enemies, wanted to celebrate Purim as a day of Simcha Umishta V'Yom Tov Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rehu. This is found in Perek Tes of the Megillah, Pasuk Yud Tes. They wanted it to be a day of Simcha, joy, Mishta, a party, a drinking party, a drinking feast, and a Yom Tov, and giving gifts to each, to friends. Mordechai writes this letter, and he says, he writes a letter with these things, and he says that they should make this day, and this is in Pasuk Chof Bei, is a day of Mishta v'Simcha. So he flips the order, not Simcha, Mishta, Mishta and Simcha. Mishloach Manos Ish L'Rehu, so sending in gifts to friends, and or to a friend, Umatos Davyonim, and gifts to the poor. So what Mordechai does is he flips the order from Simcha Mishta to Mishta v'Simcha. He removes the Yom Tov designation, and he adds Matanos Davyonim. So what's the goal of Matanos Davyonim? So on one level, we can argue that the goal of Matanos Davyonim is that you're giving gifts to the poor so they can celebrate the Seuda on Purim, just like with dignity, like everyone else can. The Shulchan Aruch basically says that the mitzvah of Matanos Davyonim in Or HaChaim, Tafresh Tadi Dalad, Seif Aleph, is that you have to give at least two gifts to two poor people. And the Prima Gadam says, I don't know exactly how much we should give. Like, what's the shiur? What's the amount? Every mitzvah seems in halakha, every mitzvah or every halakha seems to have a shiur, an amount to fill the mitzvah. What's the shiur of regarding a matana? The Ritva thinks you can simply give two prutos, two pennies. But the Shari Tshuva writes in Tafresh Tadi Dalad Sif Katan Aleph that you should give enough money so that someone can buy three beitzim, three eggs of food. If you give him food, you need to give him the amount of three eggs of bread. So it would seem, according to the Shari Tshuva, that he believes that the purpose of Matanos Davyonim is to give enough money so that a poor person can have a suda, or some sort of semblance of a suda on Purim. And maybe we can look at this holiday as one where the Jewish people initially thought we're going to make this a day of feasting and giving gifts to each other. And Mordechai says, no, you're going to be feasting, but you need to make sure that the poor people also are able to feast. So you have to give them enough money so they can buy food for the feast. That's if you hold it, that's the shear, that amount in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Now what's interesting is the Rambam already writes in Hilchos Yom Tov that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov, you have to rejoice. And in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam writes that we fill the mitzvah of Simcha with men through meat and wine, women through fancy jewelry and clothing, children, it's nuts and treats and sweets. But then the Rambam writes that if you just lock your door and just eat the meal for yourself and don't invite the poor people, the people who are despondent, to come in to eat with you, then that's only Simchas Kreso. That's a celebration of your belly, but it's not Simchas Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Simcha of a Mitzvah if you're stingy, if you don't allow other people to be misameach, to have some semblance of happiness, just like you do if people are poor. So what's interesting is we have this general halacha when it comes to Hilchos Yom Tov, and yet there seems to be a special halacha when it comes to Purim. And the Rambam writes, when it comes to Hilchos Purim, in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matos avyonim laharbos b'sudaso b'shloch manos l'rehu. But it's good, preferable for a person to have spent more money for gifts to the poor on Purim than for the Suda, for Mishloach Manos. She'ein shem simcha gedola umefo'ara el l'sameach levan aniyim v'yisom v'almanos v'gerim. There's no greater simcha than gladdening the hearts of the poor, the orphans, the widows, the strangers. Shem ha'sameach lev ha'amlolim ha'elu doma l'shechina. And if you cause those who are despondent to rejoice, then you are similar to the divine presence. You're similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a pasuk in Yeshayahu. So what is so unique about Purim that specifically giving gifts to the poor is similar to the Shechinah, similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were? Vronzweig once mentioned that originally Purim, the way if you look at the Megillah, originally it was supposed to be celebrated as a Yom Tov. It was first Simcha, leading to Mishnah. Simcha came before Mishnah. That's what the Jews wanted to do. They wanted to make it a Yom Tov. They wanted to make it Simcha of being Lifnei Hashem before God. That will lead to Mishnah. I mean, Mishnah will help in the Simcha, but the focus will be the Simcha of being Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there was no Matos Abiyonim. But Mordechai basically transformed the holiday. He says, no, it's not going to be Yom Tov. It's going to be Mishnah leading to Simcha. In other words, the focus is not the spiritual aspect. The focus is actually Mishnah. We're going to have a party. And that party hopefully will lead to Simcha. But the focus of this holiday is that it's not a Yom Tov. It's a more secular holiday in Galus. And the point, really, of Purim, on one level, is to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Galus. Celebrate a God who is with us even when we think all hope is lost, even when we think that he's absent. In fact, Shmuel in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says that he quotes the pasuk, "Lo ma'astim lo ga'altim lechalosav." Hashem says that even when when the Bnei Yisrael sin, I'm going to punish them. This is from the Tochacha. I'm not going to completely despise them to get rid of them. And lechalosam, this refers to Bimei Haman, days of Haman. I'm not going to get rid of them. So Purim was a time where we thought all was lost, and we thought God was absent, and all was lost, and God comes and saves the day. And maybe we could argue that the goal of Matanos Lavionim is not simply to sort of a response to the Seuda, to say the Seuda should not just be for the people who can afford it, but even for the people who can't afford it. But maybe the mitzvah of Matanos Lavionim is actually connected to the Megillah. After all, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis states that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The question is, why not? Why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? So Rabbi says, because you might carry the Megillah. So that's why we just don't read it on Shabbos. But that's not what Rabbi Yosef says. Rabbi Yosef says, "Mimnei she'ein nehem shalaniyem nisuos b'mikra Megillah." Because the poor people, are looking for money at the time of the reading of the Megillah. In other words, we can only read the Megillah at a time we can also give, when we can also give gifts to the poor. So therefore, when we cannot give gifts to the poor, we cannot read the Megillah. Megillah, give gifts to the poor on Shabbos, then we also cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. There is a connection between Mikra and Megillah and Matanos Lavionim. And in fact, the mitzvah Matanos Lavionim is probably more connected to the Mikra Megillah than it is to the Seuda. After all, when Shushan Purim is on Shabbos, and Purim is on a Friday, so in Yerushalayim, the halacha is that the reading of the Megillah and the Matanos Lavionim are fulfilled on the 14th, as in other cities, on Friday. And on Shabbos, the story of Amalek and from Parshas Beshalach that we normally read on Purim. And we read Alanisim in the Amida and in the benching. On Sunday, the 16th, we have the Suda and we have Mishloach Manos. But what's interesting is the Matanos Lavionim would take place the same day as the Megillah is read, but not on the same day as the Suda is eaten. There seems to be this strong connection between Matanos Lavionim and Mikra Megillah. And Rav Soloveitchik writes in his Rishimos of Shiurim of Chanukah and Purim, Simon Chafalaf, he says the following: Kriyas Megillah haynu chiv lakachas lev lahafnim es ha'yishua shal shem yisparach b'mei ha'purim. The reading of the Megillah is to internalize the salvation of that Hashem caused to us on Purim. V'im ein mesamech avyonim b'shas hakriya, and if one does not cause the poverty-stricken people to rejoice during the time of the reading, hare shelo shemasti v'megillah. It's as if he didn't hear the words of the Megillah. The Megillah needs to teach us that all the Jewish people are found in one lot. We are one fate. We have a shared fate. Gam ha'oni, gam ha'asher, both the poor and the rich. Hashomer mitzvot v'avarian, one who observes mitzvot, the one who sins. Kulam hayu be'gzeir shel hashmi la'arug la'abed v'chulam nitzalu. All they were under the decree to be destroyed, and they're all saved. Ikar ha'kor Megillah. Bizman shene yochol lesameh lismoch ani b'matnoros levionim, harei shelokiyim kriyas Megillah bishleim busa. The someone who reads the Megillah at a time that you cannot cause the poor person to rejoice with giving gifts to the poor, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah kriyas Megillah in its complete state, because hu apnim meser muteh kilu efshel lechalek miklal Yisrael lachug la'asher chelak acher b'tzara. Because basically what you're doing is, if you don't do the mitzvah of Matanos Avionim, then what are you basically saying? You have this mistaken notion as if we can split the Jewish people into two groups, the group that's celebrating Purim, who have money, and the group that cannot, and because they are too poor. Kriyas Megillah melamede sheyishu haysa lekulam. The reading of the Megillah teaches us that salvation was for everyone. V'lachein l'kayim mitzvahs kriyas Megillah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyas Megillah, tzrichim l'hachnis esaniyim l'hargeshim shel simcha v'mei Yeshua aydei matos avyonim. We have to instill in the poor people feelings of happiness and salvation through gifts to the poor. So that's the reason for the custom for Machzis Shekel this time, for Purim Geld. It's an expression of the feelings of Knesset Yisrael, that giving the tzedakah to the poor is part of Kriyas Megillah, because the message of Purim is all Jews share the same fate. Sakana l'chelek, havei sakana l'kulam. Danger for part of the Jewish people is danger for everyone. V'yeshua shel chelek ha'am, havei yeshua l'chol Yisrael. And salvation to a group of the nation is considered a salvation for the entirety of the Jewish people. And this is why the Rav Soloveitchik continues, that the Rambam writes that if we give gifts to the poor on Purim, we're doma l'shechina, we're similar to the Shechina. Because there are two aspects of giving matanos avyonim. There's one mitzvah, it's patoch tiftach es yadcha l'achicha l'aniyacha l'avyoncha, that we have to give tzedakah. But also of a halachta bidrachav, we're following in the ways of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Specifically, the Rambam wrote this specifically when it comes to Matanos Avionim, when it comes to Purim. Because Mikra Megillah says, writes Rav Soloveitchik, it's Hainu Chiv La'ayim B'darchi Ashkacha. We have an obligation to examine the way of Hashem's watching over us. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzil Yisrael Migzeres Haman. Hashem saved the Jewish people from the decree of Haman. Aval Hishtad Lutzam B'chazra Yisrael Yadu B'yasakana. But it's very important that the Jewish people knew about their danger. So Hashem could have saved us without us knowing anything. The point that we had to cry out to Him, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and we're aware of how low we were, is because we have a responsibility of a halachta bidrachav. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us and transformed our lives, We as a nation were despondent. We were like the umlalim. We were in the lowest of lows. We were like evionim. And we were in the lowest state, the threat of extinction. And Kadosh Baruch Hu came and raised our spirits and saved us. And the purpose is, lo ros lanu orchos chayim, is to teach us the way of life. Sha'af anu nidme l'shechina, we should be similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'nismach lev umlalim v'nechai ruach shvalim. And we should cause the hearts of those who are despondent to rejoice. And we should give life and spirit to those who are low. And he writes, v'zeu habir b'kesher ben mikra Megillah matanos avyonim. And this is the connection between the reading of the Megillah and matanos avyonim. Because the miracle of Purim obligates us, based on the concept of Valachta Bidrachav, we should follow Hashem's footsteps. Shaf Anu Biyom Purim Nishtadel Lasamech Levum Lalim. That on the day of Purim, we should make the hearts of those who are depressed rejoice. Lodi Elohim, Ech Shemutal Aleinu Lesamcham Uvakach Lidomus Hashchina. To show them how we need to make them happy. It's our responsibility. By doing that, we become similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Matanos Levionim, in a sense, is bringing the story of Purim to action, helping those who are despondent. Hopefully, when we hear the Megillah, we will react to the Megillah, wanting to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and fulfill the mitzvah, the beautiful mitzvah of Matanos Levionim. Learn about it, and then bring it to action.